Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here we go with The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 368, and it originally aired on February 17th, 1948. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Fred Astaire.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Tonight, for the Community Center Building Fund at Woodland Hills, California, Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Fred Astaire.
Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from Woodland Hills, California, where the deer and the real estate agents play Hope. Telling all you gals to brush your teeth with Pepsodent to preserve what's under your smeller, and at the stroke of midnight, you too can become a Cinderella and marry a Rockefeller. Wasn't that a beautiful wedding? Texaco's having it annulled, you know. Well, here I am back in California. Yes, sir, we did last week's show from Washington, D.C., and left just before the investigation. But I love to go to Washington, if only to be near my money. Not that I mind paying taxes if they just let me feel it a little longer. I was quite a curiosity in Washington, no subpoena and no hat in the ring. I fell as out of things as a campaign manager for Eisenhower. And you know, with this fuel shortage, it's really cold in some of the hotels back there. I looked in my closet one morning and my top coat was wearing my overcoat. I finally called the manager of the hotel and I said, "This is Bob Hope and my room is freezing." He said, "I know, we didn't want you to spoil." And the hotels are so modern, all the bellboys have the new look. They're wearing their palms 2 inches longer. But I just came back on the Super Chief, and they really give you good service. In fact, when it got too bumpy, they even gave me a softer mail sack. What a train trip. All night long, the wheels kept me awake singing Bromo-Seltzer, Bromo-Seltzer, Bromo-Seltzer. Finally gave me such a headache, I had to get up and take one. And I got off the train at Albuquerque to buy some Indian souvenirs, and I didn't realize it was Valentine's Day. Anybody want to buy a heart-shaped blanket? It was quite a train ride. It was 2 o'clock in the morning when we crossed the state line into California, and I was very sleepy. The porter could hardly get me awake long enough for me to put on my dark glasses. And we had a walk. That's some joke, isn't it? The last joke I buy from Mary Livingston's mother, I want to tell you that. But we had to walk all the way in from Pasadena. We had to walk all the way from Pasadena. The engineer didn't have any willpower, and Madman Muntz talked him into selling the train. Must be a lot of used cars out here. But there's no place like Hollywood, not even Hollywood. But tonight, we're in Woodland Hills, California. This is Vera Vague's hometown. She's a gentleman farmer here, but so far she hasn't been able to grow any. All the movie stars have places in Woodland Hills. In fact, Trigger has a ranch here where he raises people. And Sinatra had a ranch, but met with misfortune. He stuck his finger in the ground to plant a seed, fell in, and hasn't been seen since. And Woodland Hills is located between the Orange Belt, the Grape Section, and the Apricot Zone. The Greyhound bus stops here for 5 minutes to wipe the fruit salad off the windshield. Thank you. And here's Miriam. Oh.
Poor Miriam, neglected using Irium. Sore singing smile, had no winning style. So folks, don't be like Miriam, use Irium.
Pepsodent won by 3-1. Just recently, families from coast to coast, thousands of people, were asked to compare new Pepsodent toothpaste were the brands they'd been using at home. By an overwhelming majority, by an average of 3-1, they preferred new Pepsodent over any other brand they tried.
Yes, with families who made comparison tests, Pepsodent won by 3-1.
For its cool, minty flavor that lingers on and on.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
For making the breath so lastingly clean.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
And for cleaning teeth better, giving bright new sparkle to your smile.
Families who made comparison tests chose Pepsodent 3-1.
So for new pleasure in brushing your teeth, new pleasure in the results you'll see, try cool, minty, new Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium, the 3-1 favorite with families all over America.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Soar, sing, and smile, has it winning style. So folks, just be like Miriam, use Irium.
Yes, sir. That was Miriam and the Boyfriends. Hello. Bob Hope speaking.
Mr. Hope, Washington, D.C. calling.
Washington? That must be Harry. He must have counted the towels. Put him on, operator.
One moment, Washington. Mr. Hope, he wants to reverse the charges.
Well, tell him to take it out of my income tax. Hello, Hope. Why, Professor Colonna. Colonna, why are you always calling me collect?
Can't think of your real name.
No. Tell me, Hedgelip, what are you doing in Washington?
I don't want to be conspicuous.
Well, Colonna, get back here right away, or you'll be conspicuous at the Unemployment Bureau.
I'll be back, Hope, just as soon as I straighten out Congress on taxation.
Colonna, what do you know about income tax?
What do I know about income tax?
Yes.
Would you mind repeating the question?
Why?
I'm looking up the answer. here we are. Income tax, a cleverly devised form of mental torture that could possibly lead to claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia? But that's the fear of narrow and closed places. How could income tax lead to that?
Try not paying yours next year.
All right, so you're working on an income tax bill. What kind is it?
Oh, it's very simple, Hope. In 48, no one pays any tax.
That's great, but how will the government make money?
Gin rummy.
Fool kibitz, Molotov. Look, I want to tell you that you're Goofy Colonna.
No, I'm Professor Colonna. Goofy Colonna's my brother. You know, the one who sleeps with his head in a lion's mouth.
That's so silly. Why does he want to sleep with his head in a lion's mouth?
Prevents chapped lips.
Tell me, Broccoli Beak, is there a school for half-wits?
Of course there's a school for half-wits. You didn't know about it?
No.
We thought you were playing hooky.
Colonna, where are you now?
Well, I'm here at the Bureau of Internal Revenue, Hope. I'm watching the 1947 income tax returns come in. The postman drops them down the chute. That was Howard Hughes' return. That was Bob Topping's. That was Henry Kaiser's tax.
Colonna, what happened?
That Jack Benny, he wouldn't let go.
Here comes Trudy Irwin with Les Brown and Love Is So Terrific.
Love is so terrific, such a funny feeling. Makes you want to cuddle and cling. Makes you sentimental, makes you kind of gentle. Ouch, terrific thing. Love is so prolific, sends your head a-reeling. Makes you want to giggle and sing. Makes you sigh and wonder, hits you just like thunder. Ouch, terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes. Everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Just look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling. Makes you hear the wedding bells ring. Melts away your collar, makes you want to holler. Ouch, terrific thing. Thank you. suddenly changes. Everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Just look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling. Makes you hear the wedding bells ring. Melts away your collar, makes you wanna holler. Ouch! Love is a terrific thing.
Thank you, Trudy Irwin. That was Trudy Irwin singing Love is So Terrific, accompanied by Les Brown, and As You Can Have Them, I Don't Want Them, They're Too Flat for Me Orchestra. And the same to you. And since I'm honorary mayor of Palm Springs, now that we're here in hot Woodland Hills, I guess I ought to pay my respects to the mayor. This must be the city hall right here. It's the only building in town. That must be the mayor over there now. Oh, I wasn't in yet, huh? I'm sorry. Well, this must be the mayor over there now. How do you do? Could you tell me if this is the Woodland Hills City Hall? I wondered why I got such a juicy handshake. Oh, here comes a man. Pardon me.
Yes?
Is this the Woodland Hills City Hall?
Yes, come in. Just don't stand there silhouetted in the doorway. You'll scare the tourists away.
Tourists, this town is so quiet, they've got a wooden Indian running the service station.
Oh, how can you talk like that? Didn't you see all the activity as you came through town?
You call that activity? Two gophers sitting on the sidewalk cleaning their fingernails?
Well, one thing you have to admit, we're neat. Who are you, anyway?
Well, I'm Bob Hope. Why do you look so startled?
You come right out with it, don't you?
Easy, kid. Don't try to earn your salary all in one line. Now, where... Now, where's the mayor?
Later. Why don't you buy a ranch here and settle down? Woodland Hills is the garden spot of America.
Good, huh?
Good. Even the birds refuse to fly south.
Why, are they afraid of being attacked by Honest John's Air Force? Now, look, I told you I wanted to see the mayor, and I...
Well, as I live and hold my breath, Bob Hope.
Miss Vera Vague, there she is. Thank you, Clack. Miss Vague,
yes,
don't tell me you're the mayor of Woodland Hills. I expected to see a man.
Oh, well, I'm just as surprised as you are. I expected to see one, too.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Oh, just a second.
After our trip, isn't it marvelous to be back in sunny California again, Mr. Hope?
Yeah, which way did it go? So you don't like the cold weather and snow, Miss Vale?
Well, certainly not. I kept telling you for a few dollars more we could have ridden inside the bus.
Well, remember, Miss Vague, a dollar's a dollar. At least it wasn't until a year ago. Anyway, you have to admit the East is very scenic now. Wasn't that a nice snowman standing out on the White House lawn?
Oh, that wasn't a snowman, Mr. Hope. That was Henry Wallace waiting to see Mr. Truman.
Yes, he wanted to put the balcony on the left wing. Well, look, I know just how you felt about that weather, Miss Vague. Were you getting tired of wearing those long, fur-lined bloomers?
Yes, yes, you can have them back now.
Yeah. I didn't buy them that way. Somebody washed my sunsuit and Fitch's shampoo. So, you're really the mayor of Woodland Hills, Miss Vague. Aren't you going to give me the keys to the city?
No.
Why not?
Can't find the city.
Well, I thought you looked worried.
Oh, nonsense. I feel wonderful tonight. I feel like a 2-year-old.
Careful, Miss Vague. You're asking for a saliva test.
Daddy, tell me, is that really your nose, or have you been stealing radiator caps again?
Watch it, local.
Oh, isn't it amazing, though, Mr. Hope? I'm mayor of Woodland Hills, you're mayor of Palm Springs, and now Bing Crosby's just been made mayor of Elko, Nevada.
Yeah, and that ought to really be a sight, Elko being run by a moose. I don't know why Crosby goes up to that cow country anymore. Those ranchers are so careless.
The ranchers are careless?
Sure, already this year he's been shipped to Chicago 3 times by mistake.
You'd love ranch life after staying at my place last night.
Well, it was wonderful, Miss Begg, but next time I stay overnight, do me a favor, will you?
What's that, Mr. Hope?
See that the hay has changed.
Well, didn't you sleep well?
No, Miss Begg, my roommate brayed all night. Lucky thing he didn't kick in his sleep.
That's funny.
What's funny?
He complained about you, too.
That's nothing. That's nothing. Even the cow got mad at me when I tried to milk her this morning.
Well, no wonder. Milking a cow is a slow, gentle process. Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Squirt, squirt, squirt?
Yes, you don't throw your arms around the whole cow and try to squeeze it out all at once.
Oh, well, why doesn't somebody tell me? Thank you, Miss Vivian.
Pepsodent won by 3-1. Yes, in a recent survey, families from coast to coast, thousands of people, compared new Pepsodent toothpaste with brands they'd been using at home. By an overwhelming average of 3-1, they preferred new Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium over any other brand they tried. The Kenneth Annister family of Queens Village, New York, preferred new Pepsodent on every single count. Mrs. Annister says,
"My children, Jack and Nancy, think Pepsodent is the grandest toothpaste they ever tried, simply because it tastes so good. And my husband and I are convinced that Pepsodent cleans breath better, makes teeth brighter than any toothpaste we have ever used."
And family after family agree with the Annisters. Yes, with families who made comparison tests, Pepsodent won by 3-1. Get it without delay.
Tonight as our special guest, we have one of the outstanding dancers of our time. He's a star of stage and screen and has been a popular favorite ever since his magic feet made history in Broadway. Ladies and gentlemen, a great guy and a wonderful performer, the suave and debonair Fred Astaire.
Thanks. Thanks, Bob, for the swell introduction, but I still insist on money.
What do you want money for? After all, you can't take it with you.
I know, but it comes in so handy planning the trip.
This show may decide which way you go. Fred, you've been hoofing a long time, haven't you?
All my life, Bob. The day I was born, I danced.
Yes, and I've been a comedian all my life. The day I was born, people laughed. It's the last time I buy jokes from my family doctor. Tell me, Fred, what are you doing these days, cinematically speaking?
Oh, I'm making a musical at MGM, Easter Parade.
Don't. That's the most important part. MGM, old boy.
Oh, I got it out.
That's the man with a cabbage. Let's keep it in mind. Easter Parade. Or, of course, if you got it, you can say Paramount if you have the money already. Easter Parade. That's great. I'd like to work in a musical. Can you get me a part in it?
It's too late, Bob. Judy Garland's the girl in the picture.
I'll have to stop getting my suits made by Adrian. You know, Fred, Judy Garland used to be on my program. I wonder if she ever thinks of me anymore.
I doubt it, Bob. She's grown up now.
If any of you want to learn a dance, go to Arthur Murray. Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun making this picture, Bob. You know, I came out of retirement for it.
Yeah, I know. You've retired more times than Jolson has come back. What made you decide to retire, anyway?
Oh, I had to, Bob. The creaking of my joints was getting louder than my taps.
Well, Fred, it's nice to have you back in the cinema.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I just had to come back. Pictures had been good to me. Pictures had saved me. It was up to me to save pictures.
Wait a minute. It was up to you to save pictures? What makes you say that?
I saw your dancing in Road to Rio.
Wait a minute. Fred, I danced the samba pretty well in the road to Rio.
Was that dancing? I thought someone tied your shoelaces together and gave you a push.
Well, I had to take it easy. Crosby was my partner. I didn't want to burn out the bearings on his wheelchair.
Don't kid me, Bob. I saw the road to Rio, and Crosby seemed to be holding his end up pretty well.
Yeah, well, you don't know very much about trick photography. How are things, Fred? I understand you've opened a chain of dance studios across the country.
That's right, Bob. The Fred Astaire Dance Studios teach every type of dancing. We can even help you, Bob.
Really?
Yes. Your technique with the bubble is very bad.
Are you kidding? That's the only way I can get home from Santa Anita.
I just run home in my shorts and they think I'm training for the Olympics.
You know, Fred, I bet on your horse Triplicate Saturday, and you could tell he belonged to a dancer.
Why, what happened?
Every time another horse went by, he tapped the jockey and asked me, I cut in.
How'd he finish, though?
Not bad. The walking man only beat him by 3 lengths.
Oh.
In my vaudeville days, we used to eat horses like that.
No. it was tough in vaudeville, Bob, wasn't it?
Tough. I worked with a partner. We were so hungry, if anyone threw a tomato at us, we thanked him. Say, but then things got really bad. My partner and I were sitting in our hotel room one day. We'd retired from show business, but it hadn't dawned on us yet. Gee, I'm hungry. We haven't had a meal in days. I'm ready to eat anything.
Bob, why are you looking at my chair like that?
I was just wondering what a knotty pine burger would taste like.
I'll take mine well done.
Gee, I'm starving, Fred. I can't understand why we can't get a job.
Maybe you shouldn't have taken that bite out of our agent.
That's what he gets for walking in at lunchtime. And this crummy hotel is getting on my nerves. What a broken-down joint this is. Even the mice eat out.
Well, at least it's cheap rent.
Especially if you don't pay it.
I know you boys are in there. I want my rent.
The landlady.
How'd you guess?
Come in.
Listen, you deadbeats. If you two don't pay the rent right now, I'm going to keep your trunks for security.
That's okay with us. It's too cold to go swimming anyway.
You'll pay the rent, all right, and I'm taking your two suitcases till you do.
Lady, give me back my shoes. Have a... Have a heart. Thought you'd never arrive. Have a heart, Mom. Things have been tough.
Yes.
See, sometimes we've even thought of locking the doors and just turning on the gas.
Turning on the gas?
Yes, Mom.
Well, just remember there's a $3 extra charge for cooking in the room.
She could rent her heart out for a deep freeze locker. Hey, that must be our agent. Here, help me lift the receiver. Hello, Sam. What? You'll book us some groundless Chinese? Oh, that's great. Do you hear that, Fred? We're booked in a groundless Chinese. Uh-huh. Hey, wait a minute. Sam. No, nothing doing.
What's wrong? What's the matter with groundless Chinese?
It's the Chungking branch.
Here, let me talk to him. Look, Sam, we're looking for a spot. We happen to have an opening between dates. Have you anything for us to fill in? Of course, till we get word from Ziegfeld. No, Sam, I haven't been drinking radiator flush. We want work.
Oh, give me that phone again. Sam, this is Hope. H-O-P-E. Now, you caught our act. Well, what did you... Sam, this may be a party line, Sam. Steady. Sure we need work. What's that? You want something with a little more class, a little more formal? Hold the phone, I'll ask him. Say, Fred, have you got your tails?
Certainly, Bob.
Okay, Sam, if Trigger doesn't make the job, we will. All right, Sam, we'll take it. We'll leave today. Goodbye.
Where are we going, Bob?
Where are we going?
We're on our way to Apalachicola, Cola, F.L.A. Magnolia trees and blossom and those pretty southern gals.
Are the girls pretty there, Bob?
Pretty. They all look like Lana Turner.
That's great.
No, it isn't. All the men look like Bob Topping.
Better than the orange groves in Cucamonga, Cal.
If that's the Chamber of Commerce, Bob, tell him we're only kidding.
Say, you used to work in an orange grove, didn't you, Fred?
Yeah, I was the chief naval officer. Naval. Get it?
Don't stand there. Get behind the net.
We're gonna stay along the Apalachicola Bay.
Say, how do you sleep along a bay?
Just nestle in the sand and pull up the clamshell.
Really? Do you sleep with your arms over or under the tide?
We may stop at Oakland only for some hominy grits.
Say, by the way, what are hominy grits?
Wheaties with a southern drawl. Yes, sir, Fred, we'll be able to get a meal at last. I'll order steak.
I'll order French fries.
I'll order lots of coffee.
And when the check comes...
We'll eat that, too.
And pass through Tallahassee if the weather permits.
If the weather permits, does it get cold in Tallahassee, Bob?
Does it get cold? It was so cold the last time I was there, the pigeons froze to the statues.
Oh, we're on our way to Apalachicola, F-L-A.
Don't try to spell it.
To Apalachicola, F-L-A.
I'll take my sun lamp.
To Apalachicola, F-L-A.
Next door to AVAC.
To Apalachicola, F-L-A.
My hot rod's ready.
For Apalachicola, F-L-A.
We're friends of Kilroy.
To Apalachicola, F-L-A.
All thanks for the memory of the annual Red Cross drive, and the goal for which they strive. This cause is great, so let's donate and keep goodwill alive. And we thank you so much.
Want to thank Fred Astaire for helping us out tonight. Also Trudy Irwin for some fine lark work. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, Clifton Webb, that fine actor from 20th, visits us down in Benning. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a last-minute surprise. Here's one of radio's best comedians and one of our best friends. The gal you know as Madcap Verbeeg, and the gal we know as the charming, gracious, warm-hearted mayor of Woodland Hills, Barbara Jo Allen.
Baba, I'm sure you know how much I appreciate this, and I'd like to add how sincerely we folks in Woodland Hills appreciate your helping us raise money to build a community center for the youngsters.
Skip it, honey. After all, I have a selfish interest in youngsters. I have four of my own, you know.
And four very lucky children, if you want my opinion.
Yeah. Well, they're, like all other kids in America, B.J., a lot luckier than those millions of little low-calorie kids throughout the United Nations.
And, Bob, there's a wonderful opportunity for us to help those youngsters. I mean the United Nations Crusade for Children.
What's the best way to pitch in, B.J.?
By writing to the United Nations Crusade for Children, Hollywood 28, California, and saying, I want to serve on my local Crusade for Children committee.
In that case, folks, let's grab our fountain pens right now and write Crusade for Children, Hollywood 28, California.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, 200 million children in this world tonight are hungry for a square meal. Let you and I help set the table.
Fine, BJ. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Next week, Lieber Brothers Company, makers of Pepsodent, will bring you the Bob Hope Show, broadcasting from Banning, California, with Bob's special guest, Clifton Webb. Fred Astaire appears tonight by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The High Wall, starring Robert Taylor, Audrey Totter, and Herbert Marshall.
This is Libby Collins, your Hollywood reporter, with big news about Lux. Hollywood studios are enthusiastic about the new Lux, new tiny diamonds of Lux. So shimmering white, so sheer, so tiny. They look different from any other soap. They act different. They are different. They're so much faster. The little diamonds burst into suds at the touch of water, make thick, abundant suds that last and last. They're richer. These new diamonds of Lux make stockings last twice as long. Hundreds of tests prove it.
This is Wendell Niles reminding you to try a new Pepsodent toothpaste with Arium.
3-to-1 favorite with families all over America.
Thank you.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.
How do you describe Fred Astaire? He was arguably the best dancer of the 20th century. When you watch him dance, it is like grace personified. Fred Astaire was born Frederick Austerlitz in 1899. Fred's mom, Johanna, dreamed of her kids making it big in showbiz, so she had them learn singing and dancing, as well as playing the piano. Fred and his older sister Adele launched their act in 1905 when Fred was only six. That is when their mom changed their last name to Astaire. They did okay in vaudeville until their big break on Broadway in 1917. During the 1920s, Fred and Adele became huge stars on the stage in both New York and London. In 1932, Adele married her first husband, Lord Charles Cavendish, second son of the 9th Duke of Devonshire. Say that three times fast. And Fred was forced to find a new partner and expand his career. And that he certainly did. He went to Hollywood, had a screen test with RKO. And there is a Hollywood legend that the screen test, which now is lost, and the report is lost, but the legend goes that the report read, "Can't sing, can't act, balding, can dance a little." Well, Fred Astaire later said that the report only said, "Can't act, slightly bald, also dances." But no matter what the report said, David Selznick decided to take a chance on him. He's recorded as saying, "I am uncertain about the man, but I feel, in spite of his enormous ears and bad chin line, that his charm is so tremendous that it comes through even on this wretched test." Well, 1933 marked cinematic history with the pairing of Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. They ended up making 9 films together at RKO. These included The Gay Divorcee in 1934, Roberta in 1935, Top Hat again in 1935, Swing Time in 1936, just to name several. He played alongside Bing Crosby in Holiday Inn in 1942 and again in the movie Blue Skies in 1946. But he got tired of losing the girl to Bing Crosby, which he did in both of those movies. And Bob Hope should sympathize with him on that because he lost the girl to Crosby in all of the road pictures. Anyway, in 1946, Fred Astaire retired, which is what they were joking about on today's show, because in 1948, he came out of retirement to make Easter Parade, as you heard them talk about. He made a number of pictures in the 50s, like Let's Dance with Betty Hutton, Royal Wedding in 1951 with Jane Powell, Daddy Long Legs with Leslie Caron in 55, and Funny Face with Audrey Hepburn in 57. He retired again in 1957 after making 30 musical films in 25 years. Quite impressive. Again, his retirement was not complete because he had a number of popular TV appearances that featured his dancing and also his singing. He was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 1974 in the disaster extravaganza The Towering Inferno, where he shared the spotlight with Paul Newman and Steve McQueen. He did the voice of the narrator in Santa Claus is Coming to Town, if you remember that Rankin and Bass production that's on every year at Christmas time. He even guest starred on the original Battlestar Galactica in 1979 as Chameleon, the possible father of Starbuck. While Fred Astaire made dancing look effortless, he worked like a man possessed when it came to choreography. Here's what Fred Astaire said. "Working out the steps is a very complicated process, something like writing music. You have to think of some step that flows into the next one, and the whole dance must have an integrated pattern. If the dance is right, there shouldn't be a single superfluous movement. It should build to a climax and stop." His artistry won him the admiration of such dancers as Gene Kelly, George Balanchine, the Nicholas Brothers, Mikhail Baryshnikov, Margot Fonteyn, Bob Fosse, Gregory Hines, Rudolf Nureyev, Michael Jackson, and Bill Robinson. Balanchine compared him to Bach, saying he was the most interesting, the most inventive, the most elegant dancer of our times. And Baryshnikov said He was a genius, a classical dancer like I never saw in my life. No dancer can watch Fred Astaire and not know that we all should have been in another business. Fred Astaire died in 1987 at the age of 88. Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and support our show by clicking on the Become a Patron button or the Donate button. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Fred Astaire, the hardest job kids face today is learning good manners without seeing any.